Hello to all of my divine sentient beings. You are all amazing, amazing divine sentient beings. I am Queen Cooley, just call me Cooley, and this is for the 11s. I'm an 11 as well. If this is your first time here, thank you so much for being here. If you've been following me for a while, thank you for coming back. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. And I wanted to give you this video today as an 11 for the 11s on encouragement. By the way, if you don't know, I'm strong empath. I'm a clear channel for God, for spirit, for the archangels. And I am a communicator. And also, I help people get in alignment and help them with their soul purpose and why you're here on planet Earth. To really do what you came here to do and live in your power. So you can work with me individually and take sessions. And you can also join the Brave Academy. There are lots of ways. Everything's listed in the description box below. So today, I wanted to offer you a download that I received from God. And before I do that, I was just talking with a client and we were having a great discussion about 11s. And this is just for you for encouragement, right? Because I know as an 11, I actually had somebody respond to one of my videos the other day who had said that I can't believe I'm an 11. I don't want to be an 11. I wish I'd never found out I was an 11. And that just broke my heart because, I think a lot of us have felt that it was either like a blessing or a curse. So many 11s feel like they don't belong here on planet Earth, that we've never fit in, that because we're so deep, we have a hard time talking and finding people to talk about stuff that interests us. And all of that's true. But the other side of this, when you come out the other side and you understand what your gifts are and you understand how to work with your gifts, it's actually a beautiful thing. You realize that what you thought was a curse and really sucked is amazing because you have tools and gifts that no one else has. Everyone comes to Earth with gifts. That's what I believe. And they're all different. But as 11s, because we are the most intuitive, because we are the most empathic, because we are the most sensitive, even past the 22s and 33s, I believe from my experience, it's just that we process differently. We're just very, very deep. And I wanted to let you guys know, because I don't know if you know this, but if you don't, the reason why we need alone time is to balance ourselves out. But the why is because whether you know this or not, subconsciously, every day, you are helping everyone around you with energy, meaning even if you don't know how or you're not familiar, you're doing this automatically. Okay. This is what 11s do. So let's just say you live with a spouse or a best friend. You might have a child. Then you go to work and you work with everyone that you come in contact with from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. What you're doing is you're not just talking with them, you're actually feeling their energy. You're trying to remove what's actually not working for them and help them by giving them good energy. So you're sending your energy out to others. You're basically paving the way for them. And you do this all day, every day, subconsciously, whether you know it or not. But what happens is, especially if you don't realize this is happening, is you get very tired, you feel very drained, and then you feel like you have nothing left in terms of energy for yourself. So you really have to take a step back and have some alone time, work out or be in nature or just rest, that sort of thing. So what I teach my clients is how they can let energy pass through them, right? You've got to get rid of energy at the end of the day if you can, because that's great that you're helping, but if you're holding on to other people's energy, even if it's good energy, it's not your energy. And we're not supposed to do that, right? We're supposed to let it just pass through us. So because energy takes up space, especially if it's negative or stuck energy, right? We need to release that. So that you'll have more space so that you can take a breath, right? So you can relax. Now, this is especially why it's difficult for us when somebody says, hey, you want to go to a party? Hey, you want to go to the movies? Because for us, sometimes it's not so fun. People think for years that I'm just being a bitch or a diva, or I'm, you know, non-social, right? I don't want to go. It's not that. I like talking to people. I love helping people. I like going to parties. I like going to the movies. I like going to dinner, all that stuff. But what people don't understand, and you may not know if you don't know this, what happens is when you go out, you're bumping up against everyone else's energies, whether they're good or bad. And they're just throwing their energy around, the normies, like whatever, they don't even know they're doing it. And you feel all of it, the good and the bad, right? So the good, you know, you try to make a way with your energy so that everybody feels good. And that's why people like you and want to be around you, because they love your energy, right? Because that's what you do. You make it great for everybody else, but it takes a toll on you. So what I'm saying to you is, in the real world, in every single day, whether you're at work or at a party, you are constantly getting bombarded with everybody's energies, right? And you're trying to sift through them. If they're great, fine. If they're not, I try to like take some of that negative energy from that person, replace it with positive energy. And then if you can't release it, then we are overloaded, right? Overloaded. That's why working out, having private time to balance, walking in nature or anything to do with nature or animals, that's what charges us up again. And you need to do that on a consistent daily basis. And working out, you guys, it's so important because it does like four things. I mean, first of all, it balances you. Second of all, I get my best ideas for myself, for my business, for my life when I'm working out, believe it or not. It also releases all that energy, and then you can sleep better. So it's not just to look good, or the energy that you'll have afterwards, if you do this consistently, will be so much better for you. You'll be more balanced. You'll be able to sleep better. You'll be able to release energy better, right? And then you can recalibrate yourself faster, get back to you faster. But that's what you're doing, whether you know it or not. It's basically like if there was a sea of people, you're with your light going, I'm here, and you're running down, okay, and you're helping everybody you see. That's what you're doing. That's what you were created to do. But you have to understand that everything is energy. And when you take your energy to help others, which is wonderful, there's a cost. There's always a cost because you're getting depleted, giving it to someone else. Does that make sense? So you have to recharge yourself, and balance is key for us because we can easily get off balance because we're always filtering for everyone around us. Whereas other people just go through their day and they don't give off any energy except their own. They don't feel any of this stuff that I'm talking about at all. This is an 11 thing specifically because we are the most empathic, sensitive of all the numbers. So please take care of yourself, drink a lot of water, really eat right, take vitamins. I know it sounds like, I know coolly, but it's important because even I get on tangents because let's face it, you know, we get busy and we're very curious people and we go, 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 sometimes too much. So take care of yourselves and understand that everything's energy and you want to stay as balanced as you possibly can. And for those of you that are going through it right now, I feel for you. I am here for you. If you want a session with me, if you want to work with me, this is what I do. I'm an activator. I help people get activated, release anything negative or stuck, and I get you on the right path. And my clients have really benefited from this. So if you need help and you're the captain of your ship and your ship is going through a storm, as someone wrote to me, and they feel like giving up, please don't give up. Okay. The world needs your light. Trust me, because you're powerful as hell. And by the way, let me just talk about a lie really quick that the dark ones have used since you were probably very small. Like, this is what happened to me and every 11 I know. Because you're so powerful, the way that we win this war, like in the matrix of darkness, is by you shining your light. It's not by force. It's not by attack, because somebody will always have a bigger and better weapon than we do. Not that we can't fight, because we're all warriors. Trust me, we are. But love is the way. Lead with love. If I shine my light as bright as I can, and I can activate you to shine your light as bright as you can, and you shine, help someone else shine their light, that's the way we win. Because the enemy, trust me, has nothing to combat love with, and the light, nothing. That's why they all want our light, okay? So if you're going through it, let me know. If you need help, email me. Everything's down in the description box. But I just wanted to offer you encouragement. It's not about working with me. It's about you understanding that you are a divine, sentient being. If you knew how many beings in the realms have your back, and how loved you really are, and how you're never alone. It took me decades to actually believe this shit. And I say shit because I didn't believe it. I was like, yeah, whatever. I feel alone. Nobody around me. I'm alone. You're not. They're just in another dimension, but they're right here with you every step of the way, through the hard stuff and the good stuff. If you understand that and see how amazing you are, how talented you are, how freaking, you're a divine sentient being. You can do anything, anything. And they're here to help you. Please don't give up. Dig in, keep going. All right? Because you are loved, you are protected, and you are amazing. And that's no BS. You really are. Okay, I wanted to leave you with this download that I got for you that I thought would help you from God. I created you all to be different with different capabilities so that when you all used your gifts, they would help support each other. You do not exist in a silo. That is an illusion. By the way, that's an illusion that's been told since we were small. One, you can't do anything. Two, you're not worthy. Three, you're alone. Nobody's with you. That's all a lie. That was a lie to keep you down, to keep so that you wouldn't rise up, to keep it so that you wouldn't understand how divine you are and how much power you really have. You have a lot of power. You just have to tap into it and believe it, okay? You are all connected. Just as the stars of the night are all different, all together they make up the night sky. Some are planets, some are constellations, some are individual stars, yet they all work in concert together beautifully. That is why you were created along with your gifts and talents. You overlap each other in your beauty, yet even though you can stand alone as one, you are, when together, you are magnificent. And so in troubling times, do not be discompassionate, yet be extra compassionate to each other and yourselves. Everything you do and say matters greatly. What you say to yourself and others matters greatly. You care and be thoughtful to each other, and use care and be thoughtful before you speak. Yet the most important component to a happy, well-lived life are still the old virtues: love, honor, integrity, courage, honesty, steadfastness. Trust is paramount in all relationships with each other and the beast. Do not take each other for granted. This time was given to you as a window into your soul. This time and place right now is helping you all to take a long look at how you've been living, what you've been saying, and giving you the opportunity to make positive changes for the better. All right, guys, I hope this helped you. You are a divine sentient being. You have power and you are amazing. Keep going and open up to your gifts. If you have questions or comments, let me know. Please like the video. We're growing the channel, doing more and more different things every day. I love you guys. All right. Talk to you soon.